Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you as we come this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that there is none other beside you. We can always look to the hills because our help comes from you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are alive. You are alive in our hearts today. You are spirit. We must worship you in spirit and in truth. Can you shout hallelujah? Glory to God. Don't be bothered. I'm healed. That little cough tries to come up. It wants to be a distraction, but I refuse to be distracted. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? In the midst of all trials and trouble, can you shout hallelujah? I am alive because he's alive. I was praying about the message, and the Lord, he deals with me the way he deals with me, because he knows me. Sometimes I think the Lord picks on me, but he wants to know if I really trust him. He wants to know if you really trust him. He wants to know if you really love him. He wants to know if he's really alive in your life. So sometimes things come your way and you just say, yes, Lord. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. In you, Lord God, I fully 100% trust you, because there's no other God beside you. So to whom shall I turn and where shall I go if I don't trust in you? So I was praying about the message yesterday, and my favorite son-in-law, God just started speaking for him. I said, God, what does AJ have to do with it? But I was trying to pray about the message, and the Lord said, bake a cake. AJ's been asking for one. I make a key lime cake that a lot of people like. I've never tasted it. But I was thinking, if I didn't have to preach today, I wouldn't make that cake because my limes were getting brown and all of that. But I said all that to say, God knows all about you. He'll speak up for you in whatever your situation is. So as I was praying and had to go to town yesterday, put on this shirt, and it was like, he didn't say it, but I'm knowing you wear this shirt tomorrow. And I'm thinking, I gotta preach. I don't need to wear a t-shirt. It says ID. It's done. And Miss Mickey gave her testimony about wanting to become a realtor, and she said, it's done. And so we start getting our shirts made. It's done. And God wants you to know, whatever your situation is, the answer is already done through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because he's alive. He's alive. Now, I had this thought in my mind, and I didn't do it, but I thought about coming to church, and my subject is done, or already, or forever and already. I don't even know what it is. And I hope I get back to my scriptures. But God is calling for true worshipers to worship him. He's calling for you to be 100% in. Everybody say 100% in. 100%. If you go to buy a car, you want it 100% running. You don't want three wheels on a four-wheel car. You don't want the steering wheel missing on the car because you can't drive. Or it may be one of those automatic ones that drives itself, but somewhere along the line, you still are going to need that steering wheel. So God is calling for you, say me. Say God is calling for me to be 100% for him. 100% in. You can't be a half Christian, half in, half out. So I had the idea was that I wear my t-shirt and I wear a ragged shirt and I wear some dress pants and I wear one blue shoe and one white shoe and I'd have my hair sticking up like my grandsons do and all of this and that's not to say they're not Christians now. They are. But it's not typical of me, right? So you would have said, what's happening to Miss Jones today? She doesn't look like Miss Jones. So I don't know what's going on. God has said, I'm looking at you. Do you look like me? Do you act like I act? I didn't give the scripture, but Michelle read it in the opening. And I want to read that in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 1, this is a Passion Translation, and whether you put it up or not. You know, sometimes I think we just need to listen. Shout hallelujah. Be imitators of God in everything you do. Some things? Some things? In your eating? In your sleeping? In your talking? In your walking? In your giving, in your loving, in getting angry. Jesus got angry and whipped him out of the temple, but he did it from the Spirit, amen? Met a lady in the store the other day. I was just walking by, and she was talking about how mad she was and upset she was. I said, you don't have to be upset. She got upset with me because I told her she didn't have to be upset. I said, it's a choice, and we won't go there. Be imitators of God in everything you do, for then, say then, I will represent the Father. I might have to go off the stage and get this cough out, but I'm going to say what God gave me to say. Amen. Amen. Distractions. Distractions. Distractions will try to get you off God's course for your life. Will get you off if you allow them. Represent your Father as his beloved sons and daughters and continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of God, of Christ, for he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God like an aroma of adoration, a sweet healing fragrance. Say, God, I love the aroma of your love. God, I will live so you'll love the aroma, the fragrance of my life. Shout hallelujah. Our scripture today for already and it's already done and whatever the Lord leads. John 8:29, Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross and he had begun to tell his disciples that he was going away. And they didn't really know what he was talking about. They didn't understand everything. I'm going to back up and read 28. You don't have to put it up. Then Jesus said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, and then, excuse me, y'all blazing.